This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is vowing to close the achievement gaps faced by young men of color. His plan is based on the national initiative My Brother's Keeper and will tackle issues of education, violence, and jobs. The Boston Initiative is now out with its first report. It lays out the city's plan of action and data on the disparities faced by Black and Latino youth. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, those disparities are stark.
In the city of Boston, Latino children are nearly 5 times more likely than white children to live in poverty. And for Black men, the unemployment rate is almost 4 times what it is for white men.
We need to make sure that we have equality for all. And we talk about it, I just don't mean by my cabinet. I just don't mean by my command staff. I don't mean by just even City Hall.
Endorsed by minority leaders and elected by strong margins in communities of color, Mayor Marty Walsh is taking on the issue of race-based inequality, particularly for young men. In the heart of Mattapan yesterday, he laid out the local vision of the president's My Brother's Keeper initiative.
This advisory committee sat down and worked hours and hours and hours and hours and hours talking about things that we don't want to talk about in this city.
The new report identifies 3 key milestones in the areas of jobs, education, and violence reduction. Each is supported by recommendations for the dozens of city and community groups involved in My Brother's Keeper. President Obama outlined the national initiative last year. Dozens of cities have answered the call, including New York, Chicago, and Baltimore. But Walsh says Boston will lead.
My Brother's Keeper is an opportunity to put Boston on a more firm pathway for equity for our young people and hopefulness for our young people to show that America, we're going to show America the way forward.
The Boston report ties together existing city initiatives like summer jobs, financial empowerment, and violence interrupters programs. It also identifies nonprofits doing similar work and proposes metrics to measure progress. Among those in attendance at yesterday's event was 17-year-old Malachi Hernandez, a student leader in My Brother's Keeper who sits on the mayor's youth council. Hernandez says the city can help by incorporating youth into the democratic process. It can also fund more activities.
Continue to, you know, provide youth programs and youth community centers, because that's what keeps them busy and off the streets. And especially during the summertime, you know, summer's around the corner. I don't want to see a number of young people dying, because those are my peers.
Hernandez's voice is making waves. He recently met with one minority leader who on Monday recounted the meeting.
One young man, Malachi, he just talked about, we should talk about love. Because Malachi and I shared the fact that our dad wasn't around. And that sometimes we wondered why he wasn't around and what had happened. But really that's what this comes down to is, do we love these kids?
It was a year ago that President Obama launched My Brother's Keeper. That was before Ferguson and Baltimore. This week, the president addressed the tensions between police and communities of color at length, announcing the My Brother's Keeper Alliance, a foundation to support the work. A key part of that work in Boston is the mayor's mentoring movement, which has already drawn more than 700 volunteers. Mayor Walsh has expressed relief that Boston isn't Baltimore, but he knows there's more work to be done. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios. He's my brother.